Let's talk about weeping statues while we have some time, because we're going to take a lot of phone calls with you next hour. Fascinating. I know a lot of people who have seen some of these statues weep. They look like blood. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, Brandy, what are they? I'm sure there are some hoaxes involved here, right?
I'm sure there are in some cases, but weeping statues and weeping icons are, quite frankly, a little eerie, and I will admit that, in the sense that they're worldwide. It's a worldwide phenomena, and it's not contained to any one religion. I remember in India, the Ganesh statues, the elephant-headed god, people would give it milk, and these statues appeared to drink it, and that was quite phenomenal. There were statues and tarpon, or excuse me, not statues, actually icons in Tarpon Springs that are sealed in waterproof cases that weep. And what's even more eerie is that when they weep, if it was random water condensation, I'd expect to see the entire icon with streaks running down it. What's eerie about the weeping icons is that it comes out of the corner of the eyes. It's very specified.
That
and
is strange.
There is one weeping icon at the shrine to St. Michael of Taxagarkis in Tarpon Springs, which is a wonderful, wonderful site, where essentially you see the tear tracks. They are so deeply engraved into the weeping icon that it's actually worn away at some of the oil paint. Now, at present, the icon is not weeping, but, I mean, it's just that, I think, to me is the eeriest thing, is to see these tear streaks. Very human, very correlated to the human eye.
Doesn't the Catholic Church send priests to investigate these episodes?
They can. The Catholic Church, and actually these were Orthodox in particular with the weeping icons, Greek Orthodox, folks have become a little bit more skeptical over the years, and it's a lot harder to have a miracle declared, because technically what a miracle is something that happens that bends all of the rules, all of the known rules.
Right, certain amount of witnesses, things like that.
Exactly.
Right?
And so these icons, however, were inspected. They were inspected by experts as well as priests. They were found to be airtight, and they still wept. And, in fact, at a couple of the icon sites, you can actually get oil that's been blessed in front of the icon. That's what you get to take with you. But it is one of the most fascinating and eerie experiences.
Oh, it is. Is this real blood, Brandy?
Well, I believe that they have tested tears and they have tested the blood. What's interesting about the tears in particular, that is what I've worked with, is that the tears are salt water. They
are salt water. Now, that's strange. Now, have they... I hate to say this, but have they sawed the statue in half to see if there's some little pump in there or anything like that that might be pumping the tears through the eyes?
They have actually checked several icons, and well, particularly icons are much easier because obviously you can look throughout the icon to see whether in a two-dimensional surface it's a lot harder to cheat, in other
right.
words. They have actually pulled statues out. I'm not sure that they've necessarily sawed them in half, but they have done very, very close inspections of the area. If there's a pump inside, I mean, some of these statues are extremely old. So these would have to have some pretty good technology for the time period. Not to say it couldn't happen, but these statues can be scanned. And as far as I know, they have yet to find very many real hoaxes. In fact, I believe recently they discovered a statue of Kuanin, or Kuan Li, one of the Buddhist Bodhisattva figures, in Mexico, oddly enough. Kuanin, to me, is a very strong correlation to the Mary image of,
right.
of Catholicism. And this statue began to weep.
So why are they crying? What's
That's
going on?
Question.
Yeah.
And
there's a message here.
My theory, I have many theories. Personally, I'm a classicist. I love the ancient world. I have been studying the modern world, particularly academically, and the modern world is it's such a mixture of things. And, you know, are they weeping for us? The odds are pretty high, in my opinion, that they are.
Do they know something that we should know?
Most likely. If these are indeed of supernatural origin, which I believe they are, I can tell you that I have taken with me primarily my ghost investigation equipment, and it is pretty much negated at these sites. There's no EMF coming out for these things. There's no temperature fluctuations. There's nothing that, at least in the spectrum of what I analyze typically, I can apply to these icons. But My opinion is that, indeed, if these are saints, and usually the icons depict saints or very blessed people who are supposed to already be in heaven and in the presence of God, then yes, they know something that we don't.